Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Baseball Experience on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their new over-under game. Just head over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the College Baseball Experience, bringing you picks, analysis, bets for the College World Series on June 21st. We have two games today, and yesterday it was a losing podcast, so I think that's, I don't even know our track anymore. I think, off the top of my head, I think it's 10 of our 14 postseason podcasts, conference tournaments, and the College World Series and NCAA tournament. I think we've won 10 of our 14 podcasts. So yesterday, a rare losing day. Thank you all for tuning in. Like I mentioned on yesterday's podcast, just wasn't my A game, not in the right, mental space to hit that record button and jump in front of the mic at my 100% for you guys. But still, a ton of support on that podcast. That one outdid the Father's Day podcast, so now that one's in the top five for most listen. And I got a ton of tweets and DMs from you guys saying that I still did great. So I appreciate all the feedback. And, dude, if you guys DM me anything about these games, like asking me, hey, like, what do you think about this game? What do you think about the total? Like, go a little bit deeper into this pitcher. Like, did they pitch against this team before? Dude, I would be down to answer some of those questions with you guys. I love chatting with all of you guys, whether it's on Twitter in the DMs or join our Slack channel. We have not just me, but, like, there's a good, like, four or five guys that love to share their opinions on games. But there's, like, a total of 58 that'll comment about some games that'll go on and just what they're watching. And it's a very fun space. And especially for a day like yesterday, where I said at the end of the podcast that I was going to take a little bit of a break watching the games. I think, so yesterday, it was raining here in my area, so I said I'd go play golf. That didn't happen. Because you can't play golf in the rain, or at least it's not fun anyway. But I did go out and play volleyball with some friends. We had 12 friends go out there and play, and there was this one of our friend's sister is a D2 volleyball player in college, so she spanked us. But, I mean, it was a fun day, and missed half of the Arkansas-Ole Miss game, but if there was a game that I could have missed yesterday, it was probably the Arkansas-Ole Miss game. It was really only a game for the first five innings, so record the game, go watch the first five innings, and then, I mean, at that point, Arkansas was just throwing bottom-of-the-barrel relievers and it wasn't a game anymore. So, I mean, that's the way it was. I'm just calling the shots straight. But in game one, Stanford took an early 2-0 lead. One run in the first inning, one run in the second inning, and it just looked like one of those days was going to happen for Trace Bright. That I was saying, this guy has not really been good the last quarter of the season, and he hasn't. But he busted onto the scene after that second inning, turned it on, had some good stuff. He only gave up two runs on the whole day. He had 8 strikeouts and 0 walks in 5 innings pitched. So got to tip your cap to the kid as he showed up in the big moment. But yeah, they brought in Burkhalter for the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. And that guy, he's unbelievable, man. He wowed the broadcast booth. They couldn't stop talking about him. And why would you? He had 5 strikeouts, no walks, and 2.1 innings. So he recorded 7 outs, and 5 of them were via strikeout. And I think he only really allowed like 1 runner on base. So completely shut down Stanford in any attempt that they made to try to come back into that game. And that's kind of a bummer too, because I was looking forward to seeing the Stanford offense in Omaha, but they went 2 in barbecue. So adios, Stanford. They got the kiss of death from the NCAA baseball Twitter account, and we're on to the next one. The next one on yesterday's scoreboard was Ole Miss's just drubbing of Arkansas. This one was fun in the first 3 innings, like I thought it would be, honestly. 2 runs for Ole Miss in the first. Arkansas bounces back with 1. 2 runs again for Ole Miss in the second. Arkansas responds with 2. Now it's like, okay, it's 4-3. Still going to be close. Arkansas's starting pitcher, Zach Morris, didn't get out of the first inning, so they brought in Cole Ramage. He threw an inning. Then Evan Taylor went 1.1. Then they brought in Jackson Wiggins, and that's where it kind of just blew up. And that's kind of why he's not really a starting pitcher anymore. they put up 4 on Wiggins. But let's go to the third inning. Ole Miss scored 2 runs in the third inning again. It basically stopped it or halted all of the momentum that the Hogs were trying to build, scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the second, making it a 4-3 game. So now it's 6-3, and going into the bottom of the third, they get Caden Wallace, their 3-hitter. He's on base via a walk. He had a great at-bat to get on base, honestly, and then got picked off at first base. And like, dude, you're losing by 3. You're the third baseman. You're probably not stealing there in that moment. You can't get picked off there. That killed Arkansas. Like, they were dead from that moment on. You didn't need to watch the rest of the game. 4th inning, no runs scored. 5th inning, Ole Miss puts up a 4 spot. Nothing. Arkansas didn't even get a run until the 9th inning when they scratched across 2 against Ole Miss just saving arms, and they threw like Braden Johnson or something like that. That's not really saving arms, but you get the point. He's not 100% like determined to shut the door. He had 10 runs of cushion to just get out of the inning. That was his job, and that's what he did. They don't care about those 2 runs scored. They care about getting the win. Anything else on this game that I wanted to mention? Oh, Hunter Elliott was amazing. Again, this kid's just a stud. True freshman. It was only 1 earned. There was an error in there that was mixed in. Gave up 3 runs total, went 6.1 innings. He got pulled with a runner on first base and 100 pitches. I think that was the right decision by Mike Bianco. And, the kid just had a solid outing. Tim Elko, he had 3 RBIs, went 1-for-5, though. Justin Bench, 4-for-6. He had 4 hits yesterday. Have a day, kid. Tim Elko had a bomb. I forgot about that one. That kid's a legend, like his nickname states. There's just too many walks from that Arkansas staff, and like, they didn't keep a guy in there. Like, they threw 7 pitchers. 0.2 innings, 1 inning, 1.1, 1.1, 2.1 innings, 0.2 innings, 1.2 innings. Like, none of these guys really were able to get comfortable in this game. And they gave up 10 walks, and that's probably the difference in this game. I think that's enough review and me rambling on. I didn't touch on any of the hitting for the Arkansas or for the Auburn game. Blake Rambush went 2 for 5. Good to see their leadoff hitter going, you know. And then Bobby Barrels had 2 RBIs. Cole Foster, dude, this guy, he's toughing it out for the team. I don't know what's up with him. He looks a little sick, just like ready to throw up at any instant. We saw it when he like slid into third base. He didn't even get up. He like almost vomited right there on the foul line. But no, he had like, I think it was 2 doubles, 3 RBIs. Kid's insane. He's playing out of his mind, and he's not even feeling good. It's the Michael Jordan flu game on the college baseball diamond. You love to see the effort from the kid. But before we get into this games for today, June 21st slate, let's rattle off these advertisements real quick. For our presenting sponsor, WynnBET, make sure to get down on WynnBET, $50 to win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you up to $200 in free bets. Bet $500 on sports or in the casino before July 31st, 2022, and get entered in to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at Encore Beach Club, including a 2-night stay at Wynn Resorts for you and your entire league. Multiple entries are allowed, so if you bet $1,000, you can have 2 entries into the contest. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WynnBET app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. The offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where PlayWynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now, on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there, and I use it for some of mine. It's got a game-changing product unlike anything else in the industry, and now you can make money on Sleeper 2 by playing their new over-under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose 2 or more players that you like and pick the over or under. For example, the number of points in basketball or hits recorded in baseball. Then, choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the amount of money you put in. The main reason that we're all excited about the over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where you can see and copy your friends' picks with a tap of a button, and it's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. Use our promo code SGP at MLB and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee that they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. Trade's coffee team actually taste tests thousands of coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship every day. There's no one perfect coffee, but there is a perfect coffee for you, and Trade's human-powered algorithm will find it. Trade's first match guarantee is so confident that they'll match you right with the first time. If they don't, they'll take your feedback, and an actual coffee expert will work with you to send a brand new bag to your house for free. Trade Coffee sends you freshly roasted beans from 60 of the country's best craft roasters, small businesses who pay farmers fair prices to sustainably source the greatest beans from around the world. Trade has delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first purchase, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their new quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. and let Trade find you a coffee that you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. That was a rough ad read. That was one of my rougher ones of the past week or so. One more. Just hammer them all out before we get into the games today. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all of your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online, and it's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed for your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. So stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVANI. Let me respell that. That's IPVANISH.com/SGP. Okay. Hammered those. Literally like butchered the last two ads, but we're ready to go. Ready to roll. Ready to roll. Game one. 1 o'clock Central Time in Omaha, Nebraska. We have the number 5 overall seed, Texas A&M, who's 46-19. They're taking on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, who is 41-16 this year. Let's start like we always do with the bullpens. Who is rested and who is not? For the acting visiting team, Texas A&M, they pitched their number 1 reliever, Jacob Polish, for 49 tosses. After one day of rest, I don't consider him fully rested, but in an elimination game, he will definitely pitch if Coach Jim Schlossnagel wants him to. It's really up to him. I would probably see him trot him out there with their backs up against the wall. Also, their number 2 out of the pen, Joseph Menifee, will be rested after his second inning performance, throwing 54 pitches. In game 1 against Oklahoma, look for him to be the number 1 option for the Aggies out of the bullpen with his 6-2 record, 5.82 ERA, 85 strikeouts, 41 walks in 50.2 innings. It's not a stud-like line, but he's their best guy besides Polish. After him, if this game goes according to plan, which I actually don't think it will, but this is like the ideal setup that we'll see. We'll see Polish in the 9th with his 2.47 ERA. And if it gets a little wacky in between, which I think it will, they'll turn to any of the 3, Chris Cortez, Brad Rudess, or Will Johnston. If Texas A&M needs help earlier in this game, all 3 of those names have less innings than Menifee, but ERA's under 5. So Menifee is trusted. Like, that's their guy that they turn to in situations and in games like this with big moments. Menifee's going to be the one before all 3 of those names, but all 3 of them have done well this year. For the Fighting Irish, the only arm that I don't think will appear in this game is Aiden Tyrell, who threw 55 pitches on Sunday, and he's not one of their, like, top-of-the-line arms. The good news for Notre Dame is that their wicked lefty, Jack Finley, will be fully rested and ready to go for the Irish. And Texas A&M, they're one of those teams that struggle against left-handed pitching. So get Finley in there for 2 innings, 3 innings. Keep his pitch count under 30. That way you can throw him the next day because you're going to be playing back-to-back. They're probably going to have, they are. They're going to have to play back-to-back-to-back days. to appear into the championship game. So you can't throw Finley more than, I'd say, 30 pitches today, and then more than 25 in the two games that you hopefully play Oklahoma. So they're really going to have to watch Finley's pitch limit. He is their lockdown closer. To start this game for A&M, I have Ryan Prager projected. He's 1-3 on the year with a 4.90 ERA, 50 strikeouts and 24 walks. For Notre Dame, I'm going to go with Liam Simon. Both of these guys are not confirmed, but Simon is 2-0 on the year with a 5.02 ERA, 51 strikeouts and 25 walks. Both of those lines are very similar. Both of these teams are very similar. Both squads are blue collar. They grind ABs. I don't project either starters to go very deep into this game, and I trust the Irish's arm burn with Finley, a 1.89 ERA, Alex Rayo, who has a 3.94 ERA. We saw him in game one against Texas as well. And then they also have Ryan McClinsky, who has a 2.42 ERA in that bullpen. In Omaha, Notre Dame's big name players have not brought the same A game that we saw them bring last week against Tennessee. Jack Ziska, the four hitter, he's 0-9 in Omaha, and Ryan Cole is 0-9, and he's their leadoff hitter. That's not a winning formula, but these two guys are due, and add that to Jack Brannigan and Carter Putz, who went 4-for-4 against Oklahoma. I like Notre Dame here on the money line. I didn't even read the ads of this game, so that's my fault. The money line is -140 for Notre Dame. The money line for Texas A&M is +125. The run line, -1.5 for Notre Dame, is +120, and +1.5 on Texas A&M's -140. The total is set at 14.5, and it's -110 both ways. This one is a total that I have no big lean on. 14.5 is high, and I kind of expect it to be a high scoring game. I don't know if it's going to be that high scoring though. I really don't. I don't know. I'll lean the under on here, but I'm not confident in it. So that's not what I would advise. If you're going to play this game, I'd take Notre Dame -140 on the money line here. The second game on the slate at 6 o'clock Central Time. Arkansas, who's 47-21 on the year, is going against their SEC common opponent in Auburn, who's 46-21. Arkansas opens as a -130 favorite on the money line, and Auburn's +110. The total is 12.5. The over is juiced to -120, and the under is +100. Arkansas is -1.5 at +125, and Auburn's +1.5 at -145. First, let's touch on the bullpens here, and we'll start with the acting road team in Arkansas, who just got their brains blasted by Ole Miss. Yesterday, we saw I thought that Will McIntyre was going to start yesterday's game. I was seeing things all over Twitter from beat writers in Arkansas, and you know how Twitter is. It just kind of filters you guys based on like who you follow and stuff like that. So I was seeing a lot of Will McIntyre buzz, and I thought it was confirmed. I was fairly certain that McIntyre would be the pitcher, and he would start, but he did not start. Zach Morris did, and it didn't go well, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast. Dave Van Horn also burned some of their best bullpen arms, but this bullpen's deep. They threw Cole Ramage for 22 pitches, Evan Taylor for 24, and Jackson Wiggins for 47, but honestly, he's been struggling as of late. He was the one that just let the pinata burst. The good news for the Hogs is that they can still pitch Cole Ramage and Taylor today, along with a fully rested Will McIntyre, Hagen Smith, who's 6-2 with a 4.85 ERA, 85 strikeouts, and Brady Tigert, who's been their normal closer for this year until the postseason when Hagen Smith took over that role. Tigert has a 3.84 ERA. These three guys could easily go out there and string together zeros like it's easy. As for Auburn, they used Tommy Sheehan for 33 pitches in relief, and Blake Burkhalter for 39. Like I've mentioned before, these dudes will pitch if needed, but there is a little arm fatigue there. Look for Carson Skipper, the dreaded lefty, the Razorbacks' offensive weakness, to be the number one option out of the bullpen for Auburn with his 4.45 ERA. For the starting pitchers, Arkansas could either start Hagan Smith, but I project them to actually throw Will McIntyre here, who has a 1-2 record with a 2.81 ERA, 40 strikeouts, 22 walks in 41.2 innings pitched. And for Auburn, look for them to start Mason Barnett, who's 3-2 with a 3.98 ERA, 79 strikeouts, 31 walks in 61 innings pitched. This game may have been maybe one of the toughest games for me to pick all postseason, and that's counting our conference tournament brackets or conference tournament podcasts. Did Arkansas's offense go from Wumbo back to Mini in one game? Shout out to those who remember that quote from Patrick in an episode from SpongeBob, but I don't think so. I'm just going to go with that. I'm just going to go with my gut. I'm just going to go with it was a left-handed starting pitcher, and that's their offense's kryptonite. Barnett, the right-hander, is going to start for the Hogs. That's my projection. And I think he's going to start for Auburn. That's my projection. And I think that the Hogs will hop onto an early lead. But I think that the first move into the bullpen by Auburn is going to bring out Skipper. And I think he'll throw multiple innings in long relief for this game. So if you like Auburn in this game, I'm not kidding you. Live bet them when they're down like 4-0 and Barnett gets pulled. Ultimately, I think that Arkansas pulls this one off. They don't have just one fully rested, trusted arm that they have ready to go to pitch this game against Auburn. They have three. I'll ride some Hogs today and pick the under. I'm not confident in that under, but the under is 12.5. And I'm gonna go with the under. I'm not gonna bet it. I'm not gonna bet it. But if you're looking for a play from me on the total, I would pick the under, and I feel more confident in this under than the Notre Dame Texas A&M one. That's for sure. Under 12.5 in Arkansas Auburn, but the main pick in this game is Arkansas on the money line -130. Thank you guys for checking out another podcast of the College Baseball Experience. Your support means so much to me. And like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, interact. I'm not shy. I just wake up a little bit late. I record these podcasts early in the morning. It is 1:26 local time, and I record it, and I don't set an alarm because I'll trust myself to wake up before 2 p.m. Eastern time. I just don't set my alarm. So I might get to you at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock. Trust me, I will get to you. I think there was one that I haven't seen where I like got to him. It was literally like 2 minutes after. So hopefully he was able to get in a quick live bet with the same kind of odds. But yeah, I think that does it. Check out the MLB gambling podcast that I just recorded for today's June 21st slate with Dylan Rockford as well. Me and him have never done a podcast together. We've always had either Malcolm or Moonoff with us. So it was my first time ever hosting that podcast, and it was a blast. So check that one out if you're looking for more baseball plays from me and a buddy of mine in the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, because we have plenty of personalities in SGPN that you will all love. And I think I'm going to end the podcast on that. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to plug. So you've been experiencing the better side of college baseball with the College Baseball Experience. With that, I bid you adieu. Adios, amigos.